and the subject of our next article is a great example. Doreen Wallace has been described as the Boadicea of rural causes. She was still publishing poetry when she was in her 90s. In her day, she was prepared to take on authority in the fight for social reform. Margaret Lunn knew Doreen Wallace. She's written about Doreen for Let's Talk. And here is Tony Stimpson to read Margaret's article.
Doreen Wallace was a teacher, writer, artist and social reformer born in Cumbria in 1897. She was an only child who attended several schools, including Malvern Girls' College, before gaining an honours degree in English from Oxford University. She wrote 54 books, including 45 novels, most of which were set in East Anglia. Her non-fiction work included A Guide to East Anglia, first published in 1939. She also wrote poetry, and her first novel, A Little Learning, appeared in 1931. In 1922, after teaching at Diss Grammar School, Doreen married Roland Rash, a farmer and landowner from Wortham in Suffolk. In the 1930s, farming was in the doldrums, and farmers were becoming more and more opposed to what they called a second rent. That was the tithe paid to the church. Doreen asked her husband what the church did for farmers, as she saw no reason for the church to receive money if it did nothing. She said the church didn't plough, sow, or do anything for the land. Doreen and Roland decided to take direct action and flatly refused to pay the demands of the ecclesiastical commissioners. For 6 weeks in 1934, their farm at Wortham Manor was in a state of siege as bailiffs tried to seize livestock. Trenches were dug around the property and barbed wire was erected. The Rashes were given much support, but the support of the British Union of Fascists ensured the attendance of more than 100 police who were drafted in from Ipswich. The bailiffs eventually succeeded when Roland, an East Suffolk county councillor, was attending a county council meeting, and 134 pigs and 15 cattle were seized in lieu of the tax. Previously, the bailiffs had wanted the farm's wheat, but they couldn't find anyone from miles around to take it from them. Although Doreen was already an established writer, the publicity and her book, The Tithe War, made her a national figure, and a memorial was erected in Wortham to mark the siege. Doreen became the chairman of the National Tithe Payers Association, a group of country people who were determined to fight the right of the church to collect a tithe on their land, especially during a recession. The tithe walls rumbled on through the 1930s until in 1939, Doreen decided to see if the church would really make a person bankrupt. Once again, the Rashes refused to pay the tithe. This time their furniture and even bedding was seized and auctioned in a marquee on the lawn. However, the auctioneer was a friend of Doreen and Roland and saw to it that every lot was purchased by friends or members of the Tithe Payers Association. As a result, all the items were returned to the family. Ivan Cutting, of East and Angles fame, wrote and directed a musical play on the affair called simply Tithe War. This production toured East Anglia in 2001. With the outbreak of the Second World War, Doreen decided the war effort was more important than the tithe war, especially when farming became more prosperous and, according to Doreen, farmers were better able to pay, thanks to Hitler. Tithes were eventually collected by the Inland Revenue and finally were abolished completely in 1977, partly because of the difficulty in collection. Doreen never wrote another book after her husband died, and her last novel, Landscape with Figures, was published in 1976. For 10 years, she concentrated on writing newspaper articles, mainly for the Eastern Daily Press. She returned to live in Diss, but did not take kindly to old age and infirmity. In a letter to me written in 1986, she said that she felt she out of touch with the majority of the day's readers, and she had never wanted to write sex, science fiction, or crime. She also complained about Diss, saying, "This little old town is not suited to any electrical get-around for invalids. Streets are crammed with traffic, pavements narrow, and in places only 2 feet wide." In 1988, she wrote a poem called 91st Birthday Ode, in which she argued for the right to die and euthanasia, a topic still in the news today. Doreen died on October 22, 1989. Obituaries appeared in national newspapers. The EDP also published a leading article headed "Boadicea of Rural Causes." I like to think she would have approved of that.
Thank you, Tony.